Brown. Welcome to my podcast, Growing Up Through the Life Cycle, where each session looks at a different stage of life and the opportunities it presents for maturing self in relationship. Maturity for the single young adult, a really big, challenging phase of the life cycle. And I don't know if you've noticed this, but I see that this stage, the 20s, post-education, getting into the workforce, this stage of life seems to be becoming more and more fraught, more difficult for young people to launch and leave home, more boomeranging back and forth, back to parents, out into the independent world and back again. It just does seem to be becoming more difficult for people in this anxious world. And when you think about the tasks of this life cycle phase, it's not any wonder that this can become a challenging period where young people do experience various symptoms, particularly stress-related symptoms and anxiety. Here are some of the tasks, the biggies of establishing oneself as an adult. There is the challenge of finding stable work and managing the responsibilities of the workforce, the challenges of managing finances independently, budgeting, having enough money, not overspending, the challenges of having stable shelter, a place to live outside of one's parents' home. And often that requires finding flatmates, managing areas of challenging cooperation in sharing home quarters. Then there are the challenges of dating, courtship, commitment, either rushing into commitment or anxious fear of commitment, and the very important adult functioning foundations of being clear of one's own principles, beliefs, values that can undergird all the important decision making that happens at this phase of life. As with any of these life cycle stages, when you're looking at it through a Bowen family systems lens, you're seeing it on a continuum of maturity for every individual and indeed every family that is coping with a young person going through this life cycle. There'll be very different capacities to manage the stresses of this that are on a continuum from moderately mature, where there'll be some hiccups along the way, but recovery from symptoms, to the less differentiated or less mature young people and family systems, where this life cycle stage is full of crises and collapses. And there's everywhere in between on that continuum. How does one think about the degrees of maturity on that continuum? Well, it really relates to the degree of relationship dependence that a young person approaches their adult life with. How much are they overly reliant on relationships to make decisions and to manage? To what degree are they highly sensitive to relationships so that they manage through overpleasing their peers and rebelling from adult authorities? And the degree to which relationships fill in the gaps of a person's maturity. And we've all got, remember, as you've read Growing Yourself Up, we've all got maturity gaps, and being aware of them helps us know where our vulnerabilities are to real struggles in the various phases of life. The degree of relationship dependence equates to how much a young person can function adequately as an autonomous self in establishing their adult functioning roles. And it can indeed be a real challenge. One of the mistakes in thinking about this stage is that it's all about just independence. And yes, it is about establishing independent responsibility, but connection to important others remains vital to learn to be yourself in the world. So staying connected to family remains very useful in this life stage, even if family members and parents are not always easy to relate to. Continuing to practice managing self with important people in one's life is always the most valuable growing up pathway for establishing maturity as an adult and for dealing with the challenges that will inevitably come our way. A few of the questions that I pose in my book on this chapter on just managing this phase of being a single adult may be useful to reflect on. The first is, if you're currently single, how are you working to develop your own responsible functioning versus looking to others to fill in the gaps? And if you're listening to this podcast and you're not single, you're married, perhaps like myself, I jumped into marriage very early in my 20s. It's good to ask what gaps in managing independently would be exposed if I were to become single, or if I had a longer period before I got married of learning to manage more on my own. And the third question for the parents listening to this podcast, are you filling in the gaps for your young adult children or your adolescents as they're being prepared for the adult world? Are you inadvertently filling in their gaps? And this may indeed impair their ability to function for themselves one day as more mature adults. So let me return now to these adult life functioning tasks and just paint briefly a picture of a more mature person going through this stage compared to someone who's come out of a more anxious and more fused and a more relationship dependent family, and just how different it can look according to the degree of differentiation and levels of anxious sensitivity that a young adult brings to life tasks. So let's start with James, age 22. And James has completed his education and has been able to find a job that he's moderately happy with. He doesn't particularly love the leadership he's having to work under in this particular business field that he's gone into, but there are enough tasks that he can see are helping prepare him for having more career options in the future. So he's able to tolerate the current moderate degree of difficulty in dealing with his boss and able to settle into being responsible, turning up on time, doing his tasks adequately, feeling a bit of stress because it's very new to him to be working Monday to Friday, sometimes a bit of after hours work. He's tired, he's a bit more irritable, it's a challenge, but he's doing okay. And likewise, he's learning to manage his finances. He's very careful not to get any debt. He has learnt that during his university and college days. He has found two flatmates to live in shared rental accommodation. It's quite close to his work. It's convenient. There are challenges in terms of some of his flatmates leaving a mess and not cleaning up, and they've got to deal with that. But he's learning how to speak his concerns and not just keep them under wraps. He isn't too quick to rush into a relationship. He knows he's got a lot of other things on his plate, but he really enjoys meeting new people, occasional dating. And as he's adjusting to all of these changes, he's regularly thinking through what's important to me in all of these domains of life, what's important to me in a life partner, what's important to me in terms of work responsibility, giving back to the community, what are my core beliefs, what is my faith position, what is my political position. He's not rushing to be too certain about these big questions of life, but he is giving some time to think about it. So that's James. Now, Haley is 25 years of age. These are just not real people, but they could be people that one could recognize at this stage of life. Haley's 25. She's taken quite a bit of time to get through her post-school training. She's chopped and changed in her courses, struggled in her first year of training, dropped out, failed a few subjects, took some time out to do some nannying, filling in the gaps, went back to complete some training. It's taken her a bit longer, but she's now starting to do a bit of part-time work. She did move out of home. She lived with some flatmates, but she hasn't been able to establish full-time work and just hasn't been able to afford yet to manage on her own. So she's back with her parents, and that's pretty tense. She can pick up her parents' frustration and their worry about her and how much she's needing them to top up her finances. Her courtship situation is interesting. She's really struggled to not be in a relationship. She's had a few very intense relationships that have lasted for a few years. They've been very tumultuous breakups. And at those same times, she's dropped out of a job or a course she's been doing. She finds it very, very hard to manage without an intense relationship where that other person is just shoring her up by giving her their devotion and their focus. And in many ways, that's replicating the relationship that she had growing up in her family, particularly with her mum, but also with her dad. Her values and her principles are very much linked to whoever her current peer group is. When she was training, she would get very involved in particular causes, but they would chop and change as she moved from her stage of being vegetarian and the animal rights movement. She's been trying on these different causes and beliefs, but very much borrowing them from a relationship. So there are a couple of examples of the variations of the degree of maturity and autonomy in relationship systems that impact the pathway of an adult as a single young adult during their 20s and into their 30s. So how can her parents help at this phase of life? I think the most important thing for a parent to appreciate is that a young person who is struggling to launch, they didn't get there on their own. They are reflecting the relationships they grew up with, and that can be hard for a parent to digest. But what it means is that us parents have played our part in the degree of relationship dependence or reactivity that our young adult children leave home with. And when one sees that we played a part as a parent in this, it's a lot easier to be patient and gracious with our young adult children, to stay well connected with them, not to shut off reactively, not to get too frustrated with them. But while being gracious and connected, it's also equally important to work to not accommodate to their immaturity, not to fill in their gaps, to tolerate their distress as they're learning to deal with things like debt, broken relationships, finding work, and being able to learn how to budget well. So certainly not to be returning home without paying a regular kind of adult rental that fits what they're able to do as they're trying to launch as an adult, but doesn't take them back to a dependency that would fit more an adolescent life stage. For the young person, the key is learning better self-regulation in managing anxiety, being less reliant on external calmers of tension and stress, such as alcohol and substances and partying and online distractions. All of those things in excess prevent a young adult from drawing on their own resources to manage stress and distress more competently. And equally for the parent, there's self-regulation, emotion regulation to deliberately work on to manage their distress in seeing their young person flounder, so that they don't rush into rescue or reactively withdraw and cut off from the young person. So in pulling this together from this brief overview of the adult launching stage, the single young adult, and in my book, I have a subheading, which is learning how to relate wisely to yourself. And I do like this quote from Dr. Roberta Gilbert, who writes, "Single people have a wonderful opportunity to develop that most paramount of all human relationships, the relationship with the self."